whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing amazing?
Yeah,
this is our awesome show called Quiet Times on Intensity. You're just chilling with myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mwanza, and I'm here with Mr. Luandos.
Yeah, that's who I am,
yeah.
From our show. The best show. This is the best show. And I promise you, you're going to get most of the things that are going to help you, because this is a place where you get encouraged, where
yeah.
you get moved, where you experience more of God. And I mean, we call this show Quiet Times. And and I know it sounds like, what the hell? What are you saying? Quiet times for what? You know, you're just telling me to be quiet. And that's the time that I have of being quiet. And the reason why we do that, it's all about, you know, devotions, where we allow God to speak to us by reading the Bible. Just have that quiet time with God by reading your Bible and in prayer.
Yeah.
And that's when now God is able to instill so much into our lives. And, you know, we are shaped within us. We are governed within us, and we have hope. We're living in hope that's actually tangible, something that's not fake, something that's real.
Yeah.
So that's why we call this show, you know, Quiet Times on Intensity. It's very, very amazing. Person that I know, I've been blessed by this show, and most people, they have been blessed by this show. So we just encourage you to actually stick and stay tuned into our show, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity.
Yeah, and that's awesome, Lando, what you just said. Yeah, stay tuned to our awesome show. You know, you can catch our awesome, amazing show on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. You can also catch us on our awesome Facebook page, @activefm247, @activefm247, and also on our awesome Instagram page, @activefm247, @activefm777. Yeah, you know, this really, there's a whole lot of things you can check out there on our awesome website. You know, there's awesome shows, different platform of shows there, from Quiet Times on Intensity to the Car Show to what else. There's a lot of shows out there. Even you probably love fashion out there. There's an awesome fashion show out there on our awesome website, on our awesome Active FM website. So don't forget, just go on to our awesome website, as I say it again, www.activefm.co.za.
yeah, you know, the moment in your life, or maybe you have had that moment in your life where you just get everything. It's like being a last born. To be honest, my PC time when I was still young, and look, growing up in like villages, rural areas, and probably the granny will be raising us, actually like 8 of us, and then there's the last born. Hey, man. that wasn't cool, because everything seemed to go to the last born. You know, when you start developing that hatred, because you know, no, they're just gonna allow the last born. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's sort of like always have that access to everything. It's spoiled, and you're thinking, wow, but I also want the same care. But like, you are grown up. You can't cry for small things. And the problem is that I didn't remember that happening into my life. Probably happened, but I forgot.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But you know when you just get what you want. You know when have you ever been in a soccer field and you're playing and you're aiming to score a goal, and next thing, there we have a chance out of nowhere, it's in. And the way you get so excited, you see what I'm saying? And guess what? Please make sure that you stay tuned into our show. We will explain where we're taking this into.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Yeah. roses. So many done tried, you the dopest. If I've ever lied, you can quote this. Baby, you a guy sin. When God made you, he got it in. Like, ooh, flick of the wrist, dabbing a swish, a little stroke of love, and ooh, a smile like this. Even when you ain't think grown, you was baby girl. You my ray of sunshine in a shady world. I get a little excited when my phone busts. Then I get a little teary eyed when it's just my little cuz. Man, you got me messed up. Now I'm looking like a phone addict. Homie say I done changed up. Now I'm looking like I'm gone daddy. The love we got remind me of summertime. In 99, popping willies down to Georgia Pine. You from VA, but you born to Georgia Peach. Ooh, that's that southern hospitality. You Georgia sweet. Ooh, I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. You're perfect for me. Yeah. God himself made you with his hands, so you perfect for me. I don't think you ever understand how you perfect for me. You got the beauty of an angel, stop playing. Yeah, you perfect for me. Since I met you, I became a better man. Yeah,
I like the spotlight. You play the background. In your mind, confrontation when I'm batting down. I keep it turned up. You play it low key. And you ain't dripping when I drip because you know me. I think you're perfect for me. Certainly perfect for me. I wrote this in the mirror with you doing your hair. Every day I'm thankful that you won't go nowhere. Let me get them juice. Yeah. Lemons at the mover, yeah. 2 a.m. in the morning with no makeup on, and you are still beautiful. You are perfect for me, certainly perfect for me. I love you. You got my back in the gym, you got my heart. Double tap on the gram, I think you're perfect.
I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. I just want you. Your mistakes, scars, and your flaws too. You're perfect for me. Yeah. God himself made you with his hands, so you're perfect for me. I don't think you ever understand how you're perfect for me. You got the beauty of an angel, stop playing. Yeah, you're perfect for me. Since I met you, I became a better man. Yeah, you're perfect for me.
With our topic being a winner, are you a winner?
Yes.
Like a question thing, like there's a question mark. Yeah. You know, that should be in my mind, in your mind, to say, are you a winner? Mm. And I remember it was actually J Activation, one of our church conferences that we normally have in a year, and one of the pastors was actually speaking about the attitude of a winner.
Mm.
And always I started with the, like, you know, being young and you got so excited if you scored a goal or there's the young born, the last born, they just get everything.
Mm.
And imagine, like, there's actually this cup and it's a race. And then AKMO once is running away, not away, is running from... Guess what? Johannesburg is going to maybe Sandton, and there's Glory too. You know, there's actually a guy called Glory.
Mm.
You know Glory, right?
Yeah.
There's Glory is a bit tall to than me and you and then other people. And there's Glory is running, and there's Susan is running. There's Tabiso running. There's Angelica running. There's Sean. They're all running, running, run, run, running. Guess what? Who gets the cup? Guess who?
Luando.
Luando gets the cup. And it's amazing because, you know, it's the story that you see in the book of Genesis. Mm. You know, since we're talking about, you know, are you a winner? And I know this topic is actually inspired by the blood of conquest. And the blood of conquest is actually the blood that Jesus shed from his head when the crowns of thorns were put on his head. Mm. And because of that, we have the victory. Mm. It's like just coming out of a grave or coming out of prison, and the moment you walk out of prison and someone says, or the president, my son, mm. the whole city belongs to you. Mm. How would you feel? You know, when you don't know what to do, but you get to a point where, like, I don't believe you.
Yeah.
You actually don't believe, and they say, no, the city is yours. You just came out of prison. You've done wrong things, and you want to fix things, and you think about the times where the things that you have wasted in your life, the time that you have wasted, and you're thinking, how am I going to do this and this and that and that?
Yeah.
But someone just comes, hey, that city is yours.
Mm.
And it's going to be hard to believe, but when you know it's yours, wow, the excitement. Why? Because it's the biggest conquest.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? It's the biggest conquest. And it's the same thing for me. I believe the biggest conquest that shaped man, that marked man, is the moment when God said, let us make man. Because God created heavens, He created the trees, He created the seas, the skies, the birds in the sky, any crawling animal on earth, the fish in the sea, everything, the wind, the stars, anything that's out there, the Pleiades, constellations, all of those things. But it's like the birds, the animals were waiting. Mm. Who's gonna take over?
Mm.
Who's gonna be in charge?
Mm.
Who's gonna be in charge of all creation? The elephants, there they are. The lion, like, yeah, I'm the boss. And everything else. And then God just says, let us make man in our image.
Yeah.
Right there, that's the everlasting victory that man had.
Yeah.
Everlasting, because everything is in the image of God. Authority, rulership, anything, sonship, awareness, belonging, being able to manage, being in control, it's all in the image of God. Being organized and have structure in your life, it's all in the image of God. And when God just said, let us make man in our image, and man had conquest. Mm. Because even dominion, it's in God.
Yeah.
Even dominion, it's actually in who? In God. And it's who you are. I love the story about Jacob. You know Jacob.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know Jacob.
Yeah.
Which one?
Jacob from the Bible.
Not the one, the coffee one.
No.
Okay.
The Bible.
You like Jacob's?
Jacob's for coffee, yes.
Okay. It's a nice coffee.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just saying, it's like you're listening, man. Are you thinking of what you're going to say, or are you actually listening to me?
Yeah,
I'm starting to wonder.
I'm like thinking, yeah, Rando is just giving me something to like literally, I can't wait to speak to you out there, you know?
Yeah.
So therefore, he's giving me that oomph of speaking out and all that. But now, Rando is going to continue because I can see, like, hey, let me finish.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What are the things that made you excited when we were young? And you got them right.
Yeah.
These are the things. Maybe you jumped higher than anyone, or something happened. What are the things that made you excited when you were young? Maybe even now, things that excite you.
I don't know. What I can say, what I was excited about was I could make a car with the, you know, those back in the days in where I came from.
Yeah.
Where we used to make our cars with steel wires.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, just making it with steel wires and all that. Because we didn't have funds to buy toys, actual toys, where you can even do a remote car and all that. No, we just decided that, you know what, just to make our lives more fun as young, just like the model guys have been. We just decided not we wanna use the steel wires that we find wherever, and then we just make cars with it, or we make a bus with it, and all that, and it becomes awesome. So that's the more fun thing that I
And if your car is nice than anyone's car, and it goes fast, I still remember that life, man. You know, you're taking me back to
original
to my days. But though, I don't want to go back because hey, it used to suck, man, without Jesus. I still remember that. I mean, we'll use this, I don't know, you call them wires, or it's like a fence thing.
It's steel wires.
Yeah, steel wires. Yeah. So we used to use them, and we make wheels out of the, you know, the bottle.
Yeah, those green bottles.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
And then we bend the steel wire.
Yeah.
And then you put them together.
Yeah.
And inside you make a hole, and there your car is coming together. And we used to create an engine, so you have this long steering, and it connects to the engine, and the engine actually had a sling that will control the car when it needs to
turn.
And there we are, you're just pushing the steering, you're running, we don't know where we're going to. Maybe probably for like 15 kilometers, we're just driving these things, and we actually have spare wheels. That was back in the days, what we used to do. And even before that, I mean, getting to that experience, because you had to grow up a little bit to be able to do that. You see what I'm saying? But you know, that's one of the amazing things that you can find in the mind, that you know, when people they can even create such out of, I can say, nothing, just to make sure that, you know, life is not meaningless. It's amazing, because you learn something out of that, and you actually start having that attitude of a winner, to say, you know what, yes, things may look like this, things may be hard here and there and there and there, but you know what, there is something that's creative that I can actually do, what I can bring out of my situation with what I have. You see what I'm saying? So talking about that, being young, you know, we used to also do cars, especially like tractors, horses, oxes, with the clay.
Yeah.
You still remember that? Yeah. I don't know if you did that.
You know, you just decided to take me back.
Yeah.
You know, even before those steel cars that you used to play, there would be a time where I would play with my friends, use a brick as a bus. You know, a brick.
Yeah.
Use it as a bus. And
Toys. Yeah.
Didn't have toys. Didn't have funds for toys. So it decided to use those bricks as a car, a normal car, and so forth. So it reminds those days. It reminds me of back in the days and all that. And probably even you out there, there's a whole lot of things that you are being reminded of what you used to do in your child play, in your childhood, and so forth. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somewhere in the line, you can even comment on Facebook. What was your main remembrance of what you used to do in
when
your
we
child
young, yeah.
in your childhood? Yeah. Yeah. So
and I mean, at that time we're more dependent on our parents. So we didn't have to worry about, you know, things like I need to work, I need to bring like money, I need to experience that love from my granny, because I mean, I was raised by a grandmother.
Yeah.
And you know, so all we focused on was just, you know, doing these things without knowing that that was creativity.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That was something which was actually big. But what happens, you know, as we grow up, there's that belonging that we lose, because now and we lose even that creativity, because all we focus on is the fact that, you know what, I need to support. So being supported is normal part of your life, because now you have grown enough. Guess what? To do what?
Yeah.
To look after other people, to look after your children. And now what happens is that you don't feel the support anymore, which means there is no belonging to you. And that causes you to worry. That actually takes away even the spirit of creativity. You see what I'm saying? But you know, that's the thing. That's the thing about God.
Yeah.
When God is your God, it doesn't matter how you grow old, how many kids you have, you will always be your parent. Which means now, there are things that God takes care of, you don't have to worry about. And now, through that, you're still able to do what? To bring out fresh stuff. You see, it's something that revives people. Something that when you look at, like, wow, did I actually do that? Was that me? You see what I'm saying? But you know, there are things that you even do by yourself that actually inspire you.
Mm.
And what happens is that, why? Because your identity most of the times actually depends on what? On a parent than who you are.
Mm.
Because they always like remind you who you are and what you can do. You know, like growing up in places like Eastern Cape, obviously we are in South Africa, one of our provinces, we call it Eastern Cape. That's where I grew up. And though it's not like biblical, but they sort of have like names to actually encourage their children, to show them that, you know, when you're old, you will achieve a lot. You see what I'm saying? People being called like, you're a chief, you are uyinkosi, which means you are a king. You see what I'm, but just to encourage people. And imagine, I'm using that because, you know, conquering is actually who you are.
Mm.
So I started with the story of Jacob, and then I left it. Now I'm about to close my part. And you know, when Jacob actually obviously first experienced God, he encountered God when he was going to his uncle's place, running away from his brother that wanted to kill him, which was actually like one of the biggest, that was the biggest challenge that he had, a mountain that he failed to climb. And what happened was that, so now when God has blessed him, man, and he has children, he has wives, he has servants, he has flocks, and he's going back, and guess what? The enemy, the mountain, the chains, the one thing that used to cause him to tremble was still waiting for him.
Yeah.
Was still waiting for him. And it's amazing because he runs to God, and guess what? He's wrestling with God. And you know one thing that God does? He doesn't say, okay, I will go with you. I will open your eyes. You're going to see the angels surrounding you, the arm of heaven doing all that. No, God says, I won't do that. I'm just going to tell you who you are. So when he met God and wrestling with God, and he said, I won't let you go until you bless me. And it was that in that moment when God revealed who you are to me. You are eternal. In fact, you have won the war. I love that.
Yeah.
It says you have won against man, and you have won against God too. Not just against man, but that's what victory is. That's what conquest is. And now when he goes back, guess what? God doesn't go with him. Obviously, he was with him in the spiritual, but not in a physical way where you will see this big angel saying, Esau, get away from your brother, stuff like that. It didn't happen like that. So what happened was that God just had to fix him inside and know who Jacob is. And it was who Jacob, Israel, that's who he is, that conquered the enemy. God will just show you who you are, and it's who you are that conquers. Because who you are in the Lord carries the victory. It's not the victory that needs to be created. No, it's the victory that has always been there, that brings everything under the authority of who? Of God.
Jesus will stand. place I go. Your kingdom so beautiful, you rule in splendor, urgently seeking you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
So there's this verse that while you were speaking, I was just searching this verse that's going to support everything that you've been speaking about, being having victory and winning, and so forth, you know. And I just got this one verse. It comes from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, that says, "But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." I'll say it again. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, like, like as Lwando introduced the title about, are you a winner? You know, there are times where, like, you're not, like obviously you're running in a race. You know, like when you run in a marathon, or you run in a in those athletic races, and you know that you want to win.
I forgot
you want
that, right?
To win. Like, I'm sure you, someone like, used to be in athletics a lot. Yeah, at schools there. You know, at schools, whenever we come, first thing is that we need to do sports. I remember those days at high school. Whenever we just start school, within the second month, there we're gonna run. You know, with me, I never enjoyed running, but I had to.
You're always the last.
Yeah, not at last. Okay. Not number last. At times we second last. And then out of a bloom, I'm number one. I'm like, wow. Yeah. So those days, you know, yeah, that's how at times you yourself, you're fighting that, you know, you want to be the winner. You want to get there and finish the race and get to the finish line and all that, you know. But now what happens when now we wanting to finish the race, but someone in line, out of a bloom, we just get depressed. We just get stressed. Why? Because of what's happening in our lives, what's happening in your life. We're letting it kill our vibe. Why? Because now we're letting this stress kill us, and therefore now we don't think that we're going to win this. We don't think we're gonna finish this. Because why? Because now we're all depressed. We don't know how we're gonna get there, and so forth. But now you yourself, you need to think of it that not just because I'm stressed because of what happened in my life, or just because I'm depressed because of what happened in your life, God can literally take you out of that depression. God can take you out of the stress. And believe me, you will still make it. You will still win. And you will conquer in your life. There's no such thing as just because of this situation, now you can't make it in life. You need to fight to get away from that situation. You need to fight to win over that challenge. Because there are a whole lot of challenges in your life that are going to overcome your life, that are going to come through your life. But it would only depend on you, on how you want to get out of the challenge and win the challenge. Because someone online, as I said, you'll get into a whole lot of challenges. Even when you're young, there's more challenges that are coming through. There's no such thing that I don't think I'm gonna have challenges this year. I don't think you're gonna. There's no such thing as you're gonna get. You don't wanna get any challenges. True. There will be challenges out there.
Yeah.
Someone in line to be finances.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in line. Maybe if you're married.
Yeah.
There will be marriage challenge there. There's a whole lot of challenges that are gonna come through. But you yourself, you cannot back down. You cannot be like, okay, just because this challenge is so big, therefore you cannot win. No, you need to fight that challenge and win. Because believe me, you are a winner. You are a winner. As a question of a title, it says, are you a winner? Therefore, I'm telling you that you are a winner and you will conquer through the blood of Jesus. You will conquer. You know, so you cannot let that challenge win over you. You cannot let it win over you. You know, like as earlier on, when before we went to Luado was speaking about the you know, when we used to do those steel wire cars and all that. You know, there will be times where like I'll be racing with my friends using those steel cars. Like, hey, let's see who's going to
win.
Who's going to be the best driver with this? And there's another one. There's another one where you used to. I don't know if you used to do it. Where, you know, tires, ne?
Yeah, the tires.
And then there would be those long sticks.
Yeah, I know that one.
And then we race with those tires. Oh my God, those days, yeah. So we would race with those tires and all that, and we'll see that who's the winner and all that. Even if my tire is small, but we would race. There will be a person who comes with a bigger tire, and there will be a person who comes with a very small tire, but we still race because we want to see who's going to be the winner. Therefore, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how big or how small is your challenge. You will win. You will overcome that challenge. Because why? Because through the blood of Jesus, you will conquer in your life. You will conquer no matter how small is the challenge, no matter how big is the challenge, you will conquer. Because why? Because God loves you.
Yeah. Yo, man, I feel like I'm at church, eh?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I feel like jumping and start shouting, Hallelujah!
Yeah.
I swear. So, just to give you a glimpse of what we're going to be talking about next week, we want to be looking at what do you think of marriage as a single person. Looking at marriage, but being outside marriage. And would you kiss your wife more or would you kiss her less? And what are you planning?
Yeah.
What's your view? And I wish we can actually get someone who's married and they can give us more to say out of what when we have now taken out what we expect, then we will get that person to say, no, this is what you need to expect. But we're first gonna express ourselves. I think it's gonna be amazing. Because you know, I hear sometimes people, they get into problem just by not kissing their wives enough, or wives not kissing their husbands enough, and you know, thinking, all I'm thinking about, yo, every day when we go to the mall, when we are at church, I'm sitting with them on the front. So that's what we're going to be talking about. I think it's going to be crazy and it's going to be amazing too. There's going to be so much learning when it comes to it. So we have come to the end of our show, Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity. That's where you find us, and we are very excited about God. And Wandy, let's just, you know, give everything. He gave it out to you because you are important to me too, to himself, to our families, because we need God in our lives. And, you know, just most of the times getting to be encouraged and be inspired when it comes to life, and, you know, carry on, run with that attitude of a winner. And we, as I said, we have come to the end of our show. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and say, you know, I've been running this race, but, you know, hurt, broken, hurting inside of me. I've never enjoyed this race of life. I don't even understand what is the purpose of this life. This is your opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because he died for you. He has given you, he has carried, he has a complete victory, a final victory through his blood and his resurrection. And it is yours. You don't have to pay. You don't have have to go work and pay for. It is free. It's a gift from God alone. You can pray this prayer. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I confess. With my mouth.
With my mouth.
And I believe.
With
my heart.
With my heart.
That you are. The Son of God.
The Son of God.
You were raised. From the dead.
From the dead.
Taken to heaven.
And right now.
You are seated. At the right hand.
Of the Father.
Interceding for me.
Thank you.
For the forgiveness.
Of sins.
That comes. With your blood.
Baptize me.
With your spirit.
I'm yours now.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
Amen. That was very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to our awesome, amazing show. That was so awesome, right, Luando?
Awesome. It was good, man.
Yeah, it was good.
You should expect, because you know our show, Quiet Time Show, is like, these guys, they talk a lot, but the show is about being quiet.
Right. Yeah.
It's the opposite. But you know, guess what? It's one of those shows that you get into, like, you know, I'm not leaving this show. This is one of my best shows. I'm gonna tell my friends. So if you can do that, that would be amazing.
Yeah, then that's fantastic. It's fantastic for you listening to our awesome, amazing show. You know, this is a show that we just give you the word of God out there and so forth. Otherwise, myself, Wandile K, Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, thank you for listening to our awesome, amazing show. Don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /ActiveFM247, /ActiveFM247, and also on our Instagram at ActiveFM247,
yeah.
@ActiveFM247. Otherwise, we're signing out. Peace out, and God bless.
You're tuned into Active FM.
Walking here.